This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris, Matt the Hitman Metzler, and Boom Boom Matty Leach. We're going to go to player interviews today. We're going to start with Carson Barnhart, offensive lineman, and then we'll roll them out from there.
Did a great job on Saturday.
He blew some holes wide open.
Did a great job on Saturday.
I have a little time off right now to rest.
Yeah, it's nice. Get the body right and get to work on things that we need to keep working on.
What do you think you need to work on?
One thing for me, I'd say, is being the postman on my double teams. Just need to get better with the first two steps. And other than that, I think everybody on the O-line is playing pretty well.
I know you guys have cross-trained quite a bit, but last year getting the experience at tackle and then this last game being in at guard, how different was that for you?
It was pretty different, but at the same time, like, you feel at home after, like, first three snaps. And pretty cool to play guard and get the amount of snaps that I did. Spring ball, I played guard a little bit, and then one day in August, I played guard, and I know what to do at guard, but I never got the amount of reps that I did at tackle.
A little irregular for you to get that first real opportunity in front of that crowd on the road?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's pretty surreal to get the opportunity that I had and handle it the way I did.
Does the offensive line do anything outside of the football building to kind of build chemistry with each other?
Yeah, the offensive line is always hanging out. We got a tight bond. Everybody's cracking jokes. Everybody's loving each other. And it's just a great group of guys to be around.
How similar or different are the personalities between some of you guys?
There's a lot of different differences between all of us. Like me, I'm from the country. And then we got other guys that are from the city, like Raheem Anderson. Great guy, great bond with him. He's awesome. And everybody connects really well from different backgrounds.
You notice a difference in practice today without Jim there?
No, not really. Everybody brings the same energy every day, and everybody wants to come in here, get work, get better, and attack the things on task, on hand.
Who was in charge? Who was active in the field?
Coach Biff Bogey. Great guy. Love him.
What is his normal role at practice when Jim is there?
Assistant head coach, pretty much.
Yeah, it's his title.
He's just helping out where we need a hand. He's in the offensive line room sometimes, just watching film, observing, and it's a great guy to have conversations with, too. Like, got a lot of life stories and a lot of things.
Where do you think this offense is after six games and going into this bye?
I feel like we're playing pretty good ball, but
those eyes.
You're in headlights.
I think we're playing pretty good ball, but there's a lot of things that we can all improve on and get better, and we need better execution every play.
What was that scene like on the sideline before the fourth quarter with the lights down and everybody looked like you guys were going nuts again?
It was awesome. We were down two or three and everybody was jumping around like nobody flinched, and we loved it. We embraced every minute of it and we wanted more.
Were you one of the air guitar guys?
No, I was more jamming a little bit and I was locking in the play call because we had to come back on. So.
Guys, got anything else for Carson?
How steady has Kate been?
Pretty steady, and I like being around Kate a lot. He's a guy that wants to win, wants everybody to do well, and he's always calm, cool, and collected. And he's just a great guy to be around and be a part of this team with us.
Are you guys getting more NIL deals? I saw you had some wings, like a local wings restaurant.
Yeah, we got the it's just wings right now, but we're working on some other ones.
Anything good, all food related? Or
I know Trevor's got a, what is it called, Illuminati's Chicago pizza, so I live with him, been stealing some of his pizza, so.
Not a bad endorsement there for Carson. We stay on the offensive line. Trente Jones.
How's it going with you?
I'm going good. Just got out of practice. Got a little snack here. Doing good. Anybody got any questions? Right tackle, Trente Jones.
Is it like been waiting for the opportunity to get on the field?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just going day by day, getting ready for any obstacle or any challenge that may come away. Yeah.
Last year, you were finally starting to get mentioned as a guy that was starting to have the light kind of turn on. What was working for you suddenly?
Just the little things, footwork, hand placement, you know, being more aggressive, you know, feeling myself, learning the playbook, stuff like that.
What are the keys to improving when you're not out there on every play on Saturdays?
Oh, getting those vicarious reps, you know, just watching older guys like Stuber and Ryan Hayes, seeing what they're doing, seeing what's working, and, you know, trying to critique as best as possible without, you know, actually being out there.
This offensive line, I think it was Ryan before the season said that the personality of this team will be what it's been, you know, running the ball and being physical. How do you think that's manifested in these first six games?
Well, you know, with backs like Blake Corum and Hassan, you know, them getting over 100 yards almost every game, that's like coming to fruition for us. We're trying to, you know, build that and, you know, branch off too, you know, using our play action and just running the ball, making it very dangerous on that offensive side. So, yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Who's got the coolest nickname on the team?
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
You need to make your phone.
I figured you'd ask the question.
I would say probably H2, because, you know, that's kind of cool. You can, like, use a graphic, like, oh, he's fluid, like water is swirl. You know, I think about that a lot, so I think that's probably my favorite one, H2 for a song.
So when a guy like him hurdles somebody, and how much does that get played in film on Monday?
For us, you know, a couple times, probably more so for the other side. I was just watching it the other day. It's just crazy how high he got off the ground. Like, the guy came in like mid chest level. Everybody on the sideline went crazy. It was really crazy to watch. Just an explosive dude. I'm really glad he has this in just the run game. He can jump over somebody, juke him out. It's crazy. Freak, really.
Have you ever seen him do that in practice?
They tell him not to do it at practice, but, you know, I'm sure he could if he wanted to. Yeah, for obvious reasons, you don't want to do that at practice. Embarrassing.
Bias as you honored in Spanish for 4 years?
I did in high school, yeah, but now I'm working on French, so I'm trying to become multi-language translator. I don't know, just working on it every day.
Really? Are you very good at learning?
I'm good at learning, but maintaining is the real struggle for languages. You know, if you're not working on it every day, just like you're speaking English every day, it's going to eventually disappear unless you're like that 1%. So, yeah, that's interesting that you said that. Thank you. I forgot about that. Yeah. Any more questions? Any final thoughts?
Anything else for Trente?
When you look at the top 10 right now, and obviously you guys are in there, a few other Big Ten teams, but like even Alabama's lost, Ohio State's lost, Clemson's lost. What comes to mind when you look at those top teams right now?
Really just thinking about, you know, day by day. I like to live by that day by day quote, by the way. I try not to look at other teams as much as the next team that we're facing. You know, just if you lose a game, you're not going to be in the top 10. So if you're not focusing on that next team, that next opponent, it really doesn't matter. Because as soon as you lose, that's your number one. So until we get there, day by day.
It's offensive lineman Trente Jones. Let's keep it on the offensive line, the offensive side of things. We'll talk with the freshman quarterback JJ McCarthy.
How different is what you've experienced in college so far from high school game?
I'd say that it's similar in a lot of ways, except for I'm playing against like 23-year-olds and 24-year-olds, like grown men out here. The defense and offensive schemes are definitely a lot more complex, but it's been all things that are adaptable and really, really having fun with it, honestly. It's the same game since I've been playing since first grade, and it's been awesome so far.
You sense the buzz that's around you, I guess.
Say that one more time.
You sense the buzz that's around you, all the fan interest in your play, and kind of wanting to see you out on the field.
I kind of. I don't want to say that I have, but I saw these one kids paint their chest before the game, and that was just really cool. Just to know that we have the best fans in the country. Honestly, like, these fans are awesome. They've been awesome since day one, win or lose, and it's just been really cool to be around them, for sure.
What did they have on their chest? Just a JJ?
Yeah, they had like an eye and a heart and JJ, yeah. 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 I made sure to hit them up after and say appreciate them, love them too.
What have you taken out of these last couple of weeks, the experience that you did get?
What I've taken out of these last couple of weeks is definitely the team coming together, and really, like, this team atmosphere that's going on in this building right now is really special. And I haven't been here in the past years, but I know that I assume that it's definitely different this year. And it's one of those chemistries and camaraderies in a building that build championship teams. So it's definitely been really special these last couple weeks.
Who's behind the late night practice sessions after the games?
I have to say it was me and Dono for sure, and then Andrell was there, he hopped in, and then this past week Christian Dixon hopped in, so hopefully we could get some more guys out there. It was definitely interesting at 4:30 in the morning out there. It was a cool experience, but it was awesome seeing the guys wanting to get the same work, and really just we're chasing greatness. That's what we're doing, and it doesn't matter what age we are, we've been chasing that since we were youngins. So
How long did you guys go for? Oh, last trip?
We went from like 30, 45 minutes. Yeah.
Did you go get breakfast or did you go back?
We went to sleep. We were tired. Yeah, we went to sleep.
What's it like having a former pro and college coach as your head coach?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you take all the football accolades out of his career and his life. Like, just the man he is just awesome. It's really special. He cares about this game, cares about his players more than more than any coach I've ever seen so far, and I just really, really appreciate him like crazy for the human being he is. And that, the football knowledge, don't even get me started with that. That guy knows more than I don't even know, but he knows a lot about the game for sure.
During the recruiting process, what was your like first interaction like with Jim?
So he was, which was really special to me, is that he was the one to offer me the scholarship, and he was already trying to make personal connections with each other. Like, he's a JJ as well, and he was just talking about the similar playing styles from when he was playing and me when I'm playing, and it was really cool him making the personal connection right away, for sure.
We just talked to Donovan, and he talked about you guys being ready to kind of seize the moment when it was your time, and it's maybe not quite your time yet, but being ready when that comes. I guess I'm curious how you kind of balance it. Obviously, you know, as a competitor, you want to be out there and play as early as possible, but also having that perspective of being able to be patient and wait for your time.
100%, yeah. In chapel, forget which chapel it was, but Pastor Robbie was talking about this one story of a kid at a concert, and before he left to go to the concert, he brought his guitar pick with him. And he's going to a concert along with 10,000 other people, 15,000 other people, and he's got that guitar pick in his pocket the whole time. And what do you know, I forgot which band it was, but they asked, who knows this song? Come up and play this song. And he was picked out of the crowd, had his guitar pick. And that analogy to me really stuck, because we're doing everything we possibly can to get in the game, but we're not expecting to get in the game. We're just knowing that we're ready no matter what. We got our guitar pick in our pocket, and we'll be ready to go when our number's called.
That is freshman J.J. McCarthy. How about his other freshman counterpart from the running back position, Donovan Edwards?
Weeks ago, it was Ron Bellamy who said he felt like a proud uncle watching your long touchdown run. I guess, what is your relationship like with him, and how's it changed since you guys both got to Michigan?
Our relationship hasn't changed at all, in my opinion. He's been like a uncle to me. I could say it like that. He's been like a family individual for me.
What has Mike Hart become to you?
A good coach.
Yeah. Really, what are you learning from him? What is he instilling you with?
He instills in me like the mindset of getting vertical. In high school, I tried to use my speed for everything. Like I tried to do, like running outside the tackle box or something like that. And he's instilled in me like the get vertical mentality, run aggressively mentality.
What's been the biggest surprise to you, whether it just be college life or even in games? Like what's been the biggest thing that you didn't maybe expect about college football?
The game isn't the same as it was in high school. Everything is like more fast. People are more big and more fast. The speed of the game isn't the same. So I just had to adapt to it as best as I could, and just keep getting better from there.
We've been hearing about these late night practice sessions when you guys get back from road trips. You and JJ and a couple other freshmen. Where did you guys start doing that?
Probably a couple of weeks ago.
Whose idea was it?
Mutual decision.
Tell me what that's like out there. Who's involved and what you guys are hoping to accomplish?
We catch balls, we catch routes. To a point, it's like, we just want to get better. Whenever our time comes, we want to be prepared for that opportunity and seize that moment. So, like, after a game on Saturday, if we're not sore or anything like that, we will take the time out coming back from a home or away game to try to get some extra work in together for about 30 minutes.
What's something you can learn from Hassan and Blake from their games that you can take and apply?
Probably their mentality to the game and like their skill sets and like what they do and like how easy it is for them to just play their game, because they both have different styles in the way that they run, and I feel as though like I could like try to take a little bit of both from their game.
Is there something from one of from each of them you might
want? Like Hassan's physicality. Hassan's mm-hmm. like a tremendous running back. He's a tremendous physical running back whose like skill set is very high. His ceiling is very high. And Blake's versatility, Blake's electricness. I try to instill that for myself, but like as I look at it, just appreciate the talent that they have.
How is your body held up? I mean, I know you had high school season and then state championship and then spring ball and then right into your first freshman season and not a lot of downtime. How has that maybe affected how you trained, or are you trained differently? Or
I didn't train differently at all. I just came in and did what the team was doing before I came to the program. I've just been continually doing what the team has been doing, what the program is doing since I got here from high school.
You mentioned being ready to seize the moment when it's your time. Sometimes that patience can be hard for younger players coming out of high school. What's been the key for you to kind of have that mindset?
I guess staying patient, because I know like eventually my time will come. And then when my time comes, I just can't look back at other things from the past. Just got to stay in the present moment, stay focused, because today is different from what it was yesterday. Got to make it a new day.
A patient young man in the backfield, and Donovan Edwards will wrap up the players with, on the defensive side of the ball, Jess Spate.
this defensive line and the rotation in the middle particularly, I mean, how is that working? Why is that working so well, it seems like?
Oh, yeah, it's working really well. I think Coach Noah's really got it down, and it's something that he's had the freedom to do this year is really rotate us, you know, how he wants inside. And we have a really good bond inside, you know. There's about like six or seven of us that are really getting in the game and rotating and everything. And, you know, we're always going to have each other's backs. And I think my favorite thing is, honestly, if I go in for someone, or, you know, if I go in for Mozzie or something, Mozzie comes out, you know, I'm going to have Mozzie watching me. And when I come back out, and, you know, if we're out at the same time, he's going to be, you know, coaching me up. Same with, like, Joey George. You know, we just have a lot of active eyes, you know, if you're not in the game. So.
Is that preferred, or is it hard to get a rhythm into rotating guys, stuff like that?
With D-line, it's definitely really nice. It kind of gives you the advantage because it's pretty it's like kind of unheard of to like be rotating an offensive line so heavily unless you're kind of working through some different things. But it definitely gives you the upper hand, you know, because it's never good if you're like an offensive lineman, you're on like the 10th play of a drive, and they just bring in for like the third rotation, you know, some new guys. So.
Carson was just saying that all the offensive linemen, or maybe it was Trent, they say that everybody sticks together, the offensive line. Do the interior defensive linemen stick together, all the defensive line, or
yeah,
how
definitely.
Does that work?
Yeah, we stick together. We're pretty close. We're a pretty close-knit group, and, you know, I feel like we've had, like, a lot of the same guys in the room since I switched over to D-line. You know, Chris Hinton, right when I switched over to D-line from O-line, you know, Chris Hinton, had just gotten there too, and Mozzie had early enrolled and everything, so it kind of feels like we kind of went through a lot together these past couple years, and so it's kind of cool seeing everything come to fruition this season, and it's been really exciting.
Does playing defensive line speak to you more than offensive line?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I obviously like both of them, and I always thought of myself as like an offensive lineman in high school and everything, so, but as soon as I switched to D-line and you know, Coach New kind of taught me how to. He kind of like made me like fall in love with the game again, switching over, and kind of showed it to me from a new perspective and everything. And it was just really like exhilarating. You know, first couple months, especially on the D line, I liked it a lot.
What was the selling point? What did he do to get you to fall in love with him?
I would say his energy. He's probably one of the most energetic coaches, you know, that I've ever played for. His passion for the game, you know, just seeing, being around someone, you know, so passionate about something, it really rubs off on you in a good way.
What are your younger guys along the line, Chris Jenkins, Ozzie Smith, Mike Morris, a lot of guys are really doing well in their first extended action. What's been the key to maybe the younger group of the line having such good starts?
I would honestly say, so this is a quote that I saw in the Nebraska hotel room, which was really weird. I don't remember it exactly, but it was something about the shade you feel now is from a tree that was planted years ago or something like that. So I honestly think that while everyone's seeing like Chris Jenkins and Mozzie Smith have all the success right now, it came from, I would like, some, you could say camp, you could say last spring ball, or you could say when they got here as freshmen, you know, the success that they're feeling now is from something that, you know, was like planted a long time ago. So.
Was that like on a wall?
Yeah, it was really. Yeah, I don't know. It was super. It was the graduate, so it was kind of a funny hotel in Nebraska. It had like corn on everything, corn on the wallpapers, corn on the drapes, and then there was just a quote. There was like this like board, and there was just a quote. There were like four quotes that were on it, something like that.
What did you think of Blake eating?
I thought, yeah, that was clever. I wish I had thought of that, but also I don't think I was going to score a touchdown. So it's good he got to it.
What are your thoughts on the parity in college football so far this season, and where you guys stacked up compared to maybe some of the top teams in the country?
I think it's really exciting. I think we have a really exciting six games in front of us, you know, like three. We have Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State are all top 10, right? So it's really exciting. Obviously, we're taking every team very seriously, but those are the games that are, you know, just special and really fun to play in, especially the away games, you know. We love playing in away games this year, and we've been having a lot of fun going to other schools and, you know, kind of experiencing the environment. So.
And that was Jess Speak. And we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, hey, that's when we break it all down for you. I mean, I hope Matt's got his list together. We'll see. You know what? You wrote it down? Did you do the other one? Did you do the other one? Okay.
Got every list ready to go, JMO. Ready to kick your butt.
You're listening to the M Zone, the premier show